Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods today. And for our Middle East update, which we do on Fridays, and I hope you guys appreciate our Middle East update. I hope you appreciate the effort and time and work it goes in to collect all these stories and put it all together. We've did our Tuesday, every other Tuesday? I can't remember how often we did that with the late Dr. John Whitcomb. And then we added in Jimmy DeYoung for 11 years, and sadly Jimmy passed away 2 years ago this summer. Can you believe that, folks? Where has the time gone? So then we went and we found Dr. Andy Woods. And so here we are continuing with our Middle East update. I often wonder what Ron Carlson, Jimmy DeYoung, John Whitcomb, what do they up there sit around and talk about, you know? You often wonder, do they ever talk about, man, I wonder what House and the Linda or a House in VCY America and all that crew is doing. Wonder how it's going for them. I often wonder. Or maybe are they just too preoccupied with how great things are in heaven to even think about us? I don't know. Dr. Woods and I kind of had this conversation once before. I think we might sometimes underestimate the fact that they probably do think of us and are longing for us to get there. But at the same time, I wonder if, because they're outside of time, I wonder if when we arrive, it'll be like, oh, you guys were just apart for a few seconds. You know, I don't know. It's just the whole thing. I can't wait. I just can't wait to get to heaven. I don't know about the rest of you. Can't wait. Dr. Woods joins us. Dr. Woods, what do you think?
Well, since I didn't hear the question, that'd be hard to answer. Can you give me?
They weren't giving you any audio at all.
Well, I was fiddling around with my audio, and we were trying to get things situated. You were talking about heaven. I got that part down.
Yes, I was just saying, I was explaining that Jimmy DeYoung used to be here for like 11 years till he passed away. Before that was John Whitcomb. So we're continuing it. And I said, I wonder what Jimmy DeYoung and John Whitcomb and all of them talk about up there sometimes.
Well, I think they've got more important things to do than care about us.
That's what I said. They probably have more important things. But at the same time, I wonder if they think about the fact that, you know, they're probably still down there going at it. They're, you know, they've got their shoulder to the grindstone, working hard and still going at it. But I don't know. We had this conversation once before, how much are they aware of what's happening? But you're right. They're probably on to bigger and better things and certainly talking about wonderful things. I was saying that I can't wait to get to heaven. They're, you know, being outside time, I wonder when we get there if they'll be like, hey, it was just a few seconds since I last saw you. Because they're outside of time. So we have really no full understanding if they're going to feel like it was years or seconds when we finally get there, right?
Well, I used to look at heaven as timeless, but there's some verses like in Revelation 8, it says there was silence in heaven for a half hour. And then when you go over to the last couple chapters of the Bible, it talks about the trees of life you know, for the healing of the nations, but it talks about how they bear their fruit, you know, each during its own month. So you've got month, Revelation 21, you've got half hour, Revelation chapter 8. So I don't know. I'm not as set in stone that it's timeless like I used to think.
Huh. Oh, so you've changed your position on that. Okay, interesting. All right.
Yeah, well, I used to just
I guess we can agree that we're both. Yeah.
Well, that's why there's silence in heaven for a half hour. That's when we readjust our prophecy charts. Because mm-hmm. we're going to discover that nobody had it right, you know. Even Charles Ryrie's prophecy.
We all had parts of it right. We all had that's parts right. of it right. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, we can at least agree that we're all eager to get there, right? We're all eager to get to heaven.
Well, that we can agree on. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Let's go through our prophecy update. A lot of times this is kind of similar because there's each section is kind of similar each week, but not always. But these are the areas we're tracking. Gog, Magog, anti-Semitism, environmental control, persecution. Here are four of the areas we'll talk about today. Of course, Gog, Magog is that whole coalition, Russia, Persia, Iran, coming against Israel. And here we have simulations being run right now by Benjamin Netanyahu and his team, making the press over there that they're practicing going to war with Iran, completely surrounding them. So, you know, this talk about being surrounded. That map we have up there right now shows that they are completely surrounded, and we're not even at the Gog Magog scenario, and they're already talking about being surrounded by just one nation, Iran. But of course, they're surrounded by Iran because Iran's jumping into those nations like Syria and others. So we'll talk about that today. You mentioned the Gog Magog. What's the report you have today for us on Gog Magog?
Well, you know, the tension there between Persia and Iran, you know, is obviously heating up. Excuse me, Israel and Persia, which we believe is Iran, is heating up. The newspaper article I sent you talks about how the IAEA has shut down nuclear probes, you know, which is how the world community geared if Iran was getting closer to the nuclear finish line or not. Well, now they've shut down the probe. And of course, Netanyahu is saying, well, if you're going to shut down the probe and we have no idea how close Iran is to the nuclear finish line, you know, we have to act. We have to act decisively. Israel historically has done that. In I think it was 1981, they took out a WMD kind of situation there that was developing in Iraq. So why wouldn't they do it again? And, you know, the fact that we see perpetual tension in the Middle East between Iran and Israel is exactly what Ezekiel predicted for the end of the age. He saw Persia or Iran turning against Israel in the last days to the point where there was an actual invasion. And obviously, a prophecy like that can't come into existence in a vacuum. The stage has to be set. So prior to this Gog-Magog war, there's going to be hostility between Iran and Israel. And that's exactly what you see developing today.
Yeah. Let's go to the next article. Here we go. Israel Gulf train awaits Saudi normalization. Tell me about this, please.
Yeah, I mean, what you see here is basically what's called a Gulf train, a trade route developing from Haifa into the Middle East, and it's going to benefit Saudi Arabia. So it talks here about under the proposal, goods could travel by rail from Haifa, which is in Israel, through Jordan to Saudi Arabia's Gulf port of Dammam, and then onwards to the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, connecting the Mediterranean with the Persian Gulf. It quotes here a Tel Aviv professor who serves for the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern and African Studies, said that the Saudi Arabia wants to reach normalization with Israel, and that such a move was both the reality and the inevitable. And the article talks about how Saudi Arabia is saying, you know, we can't look at Israel as the enemy anymore. And the reason this is so significant is because of the verse you had up a little earlier, Ezekiel 38, verse 13. It says Sheba and Dedan, Saudi Arabia, in other words, would protest this invasion. They wouldn't do anything to stop it, but they would certainly speak up against it. And so it's a tiny little piece of God's word that indicates, yes, Turkey, Iran, Russia, et cetera, are the invaders, but little Saudi Arabia won't like it. And so the question has been for a long time, what upsets the Saudis concerning this invasion? Well, now we're getting an answer. The answer is the Saudis are economically benefiting because of Israel's existence. And this Gulf route, which is going to benefit, you know, Saudi Arabia's port, is the potential explanation for that. That, along with the Abraham Accords, and all the analysts say Saudi Arabia is the next nation to fall under the Abraham Accords, which basically are normalization agreements between Islamic countries and Israel. All these Islamic countries have to do is acknowledge Israel's existence, and Israel will open up to Saudi Arabia, Morocco, the United Arab Emirates, trade, travel, tourism, and technology. And so you now have a situation where Saudi Arabia, because of this Gulf route in this article, and also because of the Abraham Accords, is actually benefiting through Israel's existence. And so when Turkey, Iran, Russia invade the land of Israel, now for the first time you have an explanation as to why the Saudis don't like it and they speak up against it. We didn't have that explanation. We didn't have that explanation 3, 4, 5 years ago. Now we have it, which shows you how close we are to this invasion.
Yeah. Which, okay, that's so fascinating right there. We did not, and I remember us talking about this so many times, Dr. Woods. We're like, why is Saudi Arabia sitting on the sidelines? Why is Saudi Arabia upset about this coalition of nations with Russia and Iran and others that have moved against Israel? Why are they upset? What has happened? And people who are alumni of this broadcast know that we have sat here saying, we don't know, we don't know. But something's going to happen that makes Saudi Arabia sitting on the sidelines watching and not being happy. Now we seem to know. They're entering into some kind of relationship. Looks like Saudi Arabia is close to entering into some kind of trade and commercial relationship with Israel. And this is now going to hit them in the pocketbook, and they're not happy about it. Now, that's fascinating because it shows us that when we don't understand something in Bible prophecy, we just need to wait. You just need to wait and give it time. It'll start fleshing itself out. Now, that brings us to another point. You just said the fact that we now see what could be the reason why Saudi Arabia is on the sidelines, not taking part in this coalition, is upset. But it also shows us that we're approaching that period or time of this Gog-Magog invasion, which, again, I know where Bible prophecy experts disagree on this. But if we're approaching the Gog-Magog scenario, what does that, from your perspective, tell you where we are on the prophetic calendar? Because some people believe this could happen before the removal of the church, the rapture. Others believe it'll happen within 6 months of the rapture of the church. What is your position? Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Why don't we have you answer that on the other side of the break, because the music's about to start, and I don't want you interrupted with that. My guest is Dr. Andy Woods. He'll answer those questions on the other side. His website is andywoodsministries.org. Ours, wvwtv.com, where we put up all of my TV shows from the night before. They're on demand, free of charge, at wvwtv.com. We have now expanded our team, and we are offering transcripts under many of those shows of the broadcast. We have the full transcripts. We also are cranking out about 4 or 5 articles a day. You go to worldview.com. worldviewtimes.com, worldviewtimes.com, you'll see 7 or 8 new articles put up just in the last 48 hours.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row. The Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon. WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. In fact, let me just take you over real quick, if I could. I was mentioning it before the break. Let me take you over real quick to Worldview Times. Worldview Times. There we go. Worldviewtimes.com. All right, the page will pop up. There it is. We're putting up 4 or 5 new articles a day now. Here's one. Went up last night. The Psychological Siege on American Minds. How to Respond. Free article right there. Here's another one. The Impending Global Economic Events and the Need for Financial Awareness. Here's another one that just went up last night. The Shocking Revelation. Allegations of Bribery and Corruption and the Push for COVID-19 Vaccination. That gets into the $13 billion HHS and others have been pushing out to different people and networks, including church denominations and faith leaders, to push the COVID death shot on people, including pregnant women. And you will hear, you'll get an earful in this article from OBGYN, Dr. James Thorpe, who treats 8,000 patients a year. The Shocking Revelation, Allegations of Bribery and Corruption in the Push for COVID-19 Vaccinations. Here's another one. The New York Migrant Crisis is Out of Control. There's one for you. Female student gets beat up by trans student in school bathroom. There's one for you. But anyway, we're putting up a lot of new articles. You'll love this one. This is based on Dr. Woods and I in our interview the other day. We turned into an article. European Commission, Global Digital Passports, Mark of the Beast, Bible Prophecy, and Coming Eurocentric World Government. That's a great article on Dr. Woods and I talking about that the other night from Daniel 2, Daniel 7. The BRICS banking system, geopolitical challenges, and the importance of gold ownership. Here's another one. OBGYN reveals grave concerns surrounding COVID-19 vaccines and their impact on women's health. Again, that's another interview. That's another interview with Dr. James Thorpe, the OBGYN, and we turn that into an interview, or to an article. Okay? Here's one. Troubling revelations. Wisconsin's election infrastructure raises alarms for many states. Wisconsin seems to have a back door on some of their election equipment. We get into that. All of these are free, 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 free articles. Free. We're putting up 4 or 5 a day at worldviewtimes.com. We'll have more going up today and tonight. Worldviewtimes.com. All right, joining me again is Dr. Andy Woods of andywoodsministries.org. All right, so we've talked about, so let's go back to that. So where are we at? If you believe that we now have the basis, perhaps, of why Saudi Arabia is upset, as the scriptures imply, and are sitting on the sideline, and they're upset about this invasion against in war against Israel by all these nations, could be that they've entered into a commercial agreement. They're in a working relationship with Israel, making lots of money back and forth. They're not happy. They're not getting involved in this. So now we have maybe the reason, which gives us maybe a marker, as you said, that we're getting closer and closer to that Gog-Magog scenario. Now, prophecy experts differ as to when that occurs. As I said before the break, some say before the rapture, some say within 6 months after the rapture. What do you say, Dr. Woods?
Well, I would say when they start bringing out Santa Claus in the department store, that Thanksgiving is near. Yeah. And the analogy is obviously Thanksgiving is earlier on the calendar than Christmas. So Christmas signs equal Thanksgiving's coming even faster. That's the right way to understand this. You know, whether you go with the Thomas Ice view, he puts it, if I remember right, post-rapture, pre-70th week. He's got a gap there. And he thinks the Gog-Magog war could happen then. I think Dr. Fruchtenbaum holds to that view, as does Dr. Randall Price. You know, a lot of really good people. Other people like myself, Dr. Mark Hitchcock, most of the faculty at old, you know, former faculty, they're most of them are with the Lord now, but Walvoord, Pentecost, Ryrie put it, you know, in the first half of the tribulation. But, you know, whichever view is correct on this, and you know, I think that's why we have that half hour of silence in heaven. I don't think anybody is going to have it exactly right. But whatever view you take, very clearly, this is a sign that the tribulation period is coming quick. If the Gog-Magog war happens before the tribulation period, or if the Gog-Magog war happens during the tribulation period, either way you slice it, the tribulation period is coming even faster. And the whole dispensational movement puts the rapture before this tribulation period and Gog-Magog event. And so, therefore, the rapture is coming even faster is really the point that's to be made with all of this. I mean, it's I don't know how clear God can get that the tribulation period's coming. And this is just one of many, many signs that we talk about all the time. But when you put them all together, it's very clear the tribulation period, it's like a Mack truck, you know, 75 miles an hour, and it's moving quick. And if the rapture precedes it, and it does, the rapture could happen at any moment. And so when you understand that, you live your life differently. You start making choices that are different. You start living more for eternal things, because this could be our last, you know, waning moments on planet Earth. So if God has called you to do a ministry or evangelize somebody or whatever, you better do it right now, because you may not live out your full life expectancy.
Wow. There you go again, Dr. Woods, talking about the rapture. There you go again, Dr. Woods. You and the rapture. Rapture, rapture, rapture. I'm being sarcastic, folks. But what was it, Dr. Woods, a week ago? Was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago? You were sitting in a homeschool graduation, a large one in Houston, Texas. A lot of the folks there listen to you. They follow this broadcast. They hold to the rapture view. Some of them maybe are, you know, believe the rapture occurs before the tribulation. Some maybe believe it occurs halfway through. Some may believe it occurs, you know, pre-wrath. But they believe in a removal of the church at some point. And there was a commencement speaker who got up, which was kind of stupid, because you think about the fact that, as I understand it, and I think I've spoken for that very same homeschool graduation organization in Houston. If not, I spoke for another one about 12 years ago, big, big homeschool graduation there in Houston. I went there, was a keynote, the commencement speaker for it. And the way I understand it, those that belong to this homeschool organization pay dues. They pay fees to keep this homeschool organization going, which would tend to make sense that the honorarium for the speaker comes out of their fees that the families pay to keep the homeschool organization going. And the speakers apparently was too dense to know when he started ridiculing the rapture, you're ridiculing about a chunk of the audience here, a pretty good sized chunk of the audience, who, by the way, pay the dues that just paid your humongous honorarium to come in here and speak. So you're insulting the people that are paying your big honorarium. Not a real bright guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, what it was, it's a big homeschool conference. And at the conclusion of the conference, the last night, they have a commencement, and one of our seniors at our church, you know, was graduating, and so we all went out to see her. So this particular speaker didn't speak during the commencement, but he spoke at the conference session, the plenary conference session before.
Okay.
But he but it was fresh in everybody's mind. He basically took the opportunity.
You want to say who it was? You want to say who
it
was?
I don't mind saying who it was. It was Kirk Cameron. You know, someone I basically grew up on TV watching and have generally liked. I like what he's doing with these libraries and different things he's doing around the country. But, you know, for whatever reason, he just takes the incentive to make a comment in his talk, a plenary session, that, you know, we need to get out there and we need to focus on bringing in the kingdom and building the kingdom and quit waiting around for a rapture. And the moment he said that, it was like oxygen was sucked out of the room, because there was a lot of people in the room that are believers in the rapture. So some of them were in attendance from our church and even from outside our church that follow our teachings. And their reaction was, why did he have to do that? It didn't fit. It didn't make any sense. His thoughts did not logically flow. It's almost like he had a captive audience, and he's got, for whatever reason, I don't understand it, you know, some sort of animus towards the rapture, which is very strange because he was in the original Left Behind movie. So I guess he switched his eschatological position. My understanding is he hangs around with guys like Gary DeMar and Marshall Foster and, you know, people that are pretty good on American history and things like that, but are very confused eschatologically. They're into amillennialism, postmillennialism, replacement theology. So whatever reason, he's been co-opted by that camp. So he's got all this animus towards the rapture. He probably feels kind of dumb when you think about it, because he was actually in the original pre-tribulational Left Behind movie. So he probably feels a bit foolish, but there's some kind of weird psychology going on with him where he's got some sort of animosity to the rapture. So he's got this captive audience. He's being paid, as you say, you know, buku bucks, you know, just to appear at this conference. And he's got to work into his comments this dig against the rapture. And it was like it sucked the oxygen out of the room. It was inappropriate. It's like, Kirk, you know, good speech until you got to that point. You know, what's your problem? You know, it's like me being invited to go speak at some mixed group somewhere. And I know there's a bunch of people there that may have a theological belief that I don't have. And I just go out of my way to, you know, sock it to them. I mean, I don't think I would do something like that. When I'm invited to speak somewhere, I know you're this way too, Brandon. The goal is not to generate controversy. It's to shed light and not heat. And if you go out of your way to slap at people that you know are in the audience that disagree with you on a point of eschatology, the audience just throws up their hands and say, what's the point of this? And I think Kirk Cameron at that point lost a lot of credibility with the viewers. That was the impression I got.
Well, not to mention he's been pushing this whole monument thing, even though I tried warning him, but he didn't want to listen. The whole monument thing is some kind of founding fathers monument, the secret sauce of saving the country. And it's overwhelmingly a Masonic statue. And I've proven it from the actual books written by the people who are the Masons from the different lodges, and it names the lodges and how they raise the money to pay for it. It's a Freemason Masonic statue. And Kirk Cameron, even a year or two ago, I saw him on TV with a replica of the statue, still pushing this as a Christian statue, even though we gave him all the information and put it out there. This is not. He doesn't seem to want to correct the position, but, you know, anyway, whatever. But there you go. So I mention all that because,
if I could just interject something, here you got a guy that has a following because he was a childhood star. He has no credentials that I know of in history, academically, other than the people he associates with. He has no credentials in eschatology that I know of, and yet he wants to step out of his lane constantly. And I say shame on the Christian community for giving someone like that that kind of platform on those kinds of issues. Don't listen to people like that when they talk outside, when they leave their lane where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, maybe he needs to put out a book, you know, in his footnotes, and we can have a debate about his position. But like I said, I don't think he's even written one. All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Andy Woods right after this break. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break. Remember, Crosstalk's coming up. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. At WVWTVstore.com, we have emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life, and it tastes really good. I've eaten many of the entrees. Let me show you. Go to WVWTVstore.com. At the top of the page, click Emergency Food Supplies, then All Emergency Food Supplies, and it starts bringing up the foods we have. We have 1 year, 2 year. We have 3 months, 6 months. We have gluten-free. We have fruit and veggie and snacks. We have protein with real meat. We have Franklin's Finest Coffee. That's instant coffee. So, folks, if the power goes out, I need my coffee. So I actually get it by the bucket, but you can get simple servings as well. Check it all out at WVWTVstore.com, a 25-year shelf life, and it tastes really good. You can also call 901-468-9357. Libby will take your order, track it all the way to your door. 901-468-9357.
Way back on the air. All right, thanks so much. Welcome back to the broadcast. Glad you guys are with us, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Dr. Woods, the next one here is anti-Semitism. Can you tell me about this one, Dr. Woods?
Well, obviously anti-Semitism is going to escalate as we get closer to the end times. One of the passages to prove it is Revelation 12, verses 6 through 17, where Satan, halfway through the tribulation period, will lose permanent access to God's throne. You know, apparently he can still go into the throne room to accuse and communicate, you know, not to worship and serve as he once was able to do. But even that privilege is taken away. He plummets to the earth. He's got a short time. He's got exactly 1,260 days left. 3.5 years left to destroy Israel. So I don't think a prophecy like that happens in a vacuum. You know, the world in preparation for this is heating up against Israel. So that's why I found this particular article interesting. I think I got this, Brandon, from your Worldview Report website. It talks here about an Amnesty International board member who denies Israel's existence. She says there is no such thing as Israel. What is Israel should be called Palestine. Palestine, people need to understand, is totally made up. There's no such place called Palestine. You know, you might as well talk about, you know, Tomorrowland at Disney World or Disneyland. Palestine is a total fiction. There never was a Palestinian people, Palestinian archaeology, Palestinian leadership. There's no Palestinian currency. And it's just something that has been completely made up. When the nation of Israel won its wars in 1948, 1967, and 1973, and at that point, Yasser Arafat at the time got smart, and he recognized that we can't beat Israel militarily. We've got to beat them at the game of propaganda. And this is where he most likely, many believe, got schooling from the then Soviet Union on how to do the art of propaganda. And they said, here's how to do it. You have to convince the world that Israel is an oppressor. And she basically took over a thriving population, you know, and that population is called the Palestinians. Mark Twain visited that part of the world in 1867, and in his book Innocents Abroad says there's nothing here but, you know, a barren expanse. So there was no thriving population there that Israel supposedly displaced. So what they did is they just made it up. It's one of the great myths of the Middle East. And as Hitler's media minister said, propaganda minister, Goebbels, he said, you know, you just repeat a lie long enough and people will believe it. And so what people think is Israel stole the land from the Palestinians. And this is what Yasser Arafat, through the influence of the Soviets, began to use to try to change world opinion against Israel. And so that is the lie that is perpetuated over and over again today. And of course, world sympathy rested with Israel because of the Holocaust. And Arafat and the Soviets said we have to change world opinion against Israel, and let's do it through this myth called the Palestinians.
Dr. Andy Woods is my guest, and the website is andywoodsministries.org. Ours, worldviewradio.com. We put all these shows up as an MP3, worldviewradio.com, each and every day. But we also put up my nightly news report, Worldview Report, as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And we also put up my TV show at night, Brandon House Live, as an MP3. We also put them all up as TV shows at wvwtv.com. So you have TV on demand, wvwtv.com. Those of you that prefer to have it as an MP3, worldviewradio.com, and, of course, the articles, worldviewtimes.com. But if you hit the page at the very top, it'll give you the option of radio, TV, or news. So pretty easy to find. We'll continue this conversation with Dr. Woods here in just a second, but as many of you know, breaking news last night while I was on the air, that the feds have reportedly indicted Donald Trump, announced by Donald Trump himself. It really shows you what a banana republic we've become. Got off the air and had the Worldview Report, and then came back on the air with Brandon House Live, and I had a panel with me, Joe Hoff, Colonel John Mills, and Attorney Dan Eastman. You'll find our response to this indictment in that TV show last night that's on demand for you to watch at wvwtv.com. Isn't it interesting? We have what appears to be a $5 million-plus bribery scheme related to Joe Biden and his son, influence peddling as vice president. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman, has come out today and said that based on what she has seen, Joe Biden needs to go to jail. And yet the one they're trying to jail is Donald Trump for January 6th. Which January 6th is appearing to be more and more as an orchestrated television event by the deep state, including the FBI. The FBI was carrying this out. Again, further showing you that the FBI is now the terrorist organization, while the head of the Justice Department that oversees the FBI says Christians, conservative pro-lifers are the domestic terrorists. Psychological projection. The real terrorists are the FBI, the Justice Department, the IRS. These are the groups terrorizing Americans, being used as political, Gestapo for the Marxists, for the globalists. One ranking member of the Capitol Police says that Nancy Pelosi and her daughter and their film crew are getting in the way. So there you go, on January 6th. But they're going to arrest or indict Donald Trump? And then what about all the documents he had? Can he not declassify those documents and take them with him? And haven't lots of presidents done that? What about Joe Biden's documents in his garage next to his Corvette? Again, this all shows we are living in a nation that has become literally a third world banana republic run by dictators, plural. The deep state, the administrative state. They could arrest any of us at any moment for any reason, because any judge who they're feeding a little children to, I'm sure will be happy to sign the arrest warrant. Or whatever his Achilles heel or hers might be. They apparently have a lot of people they have on the take, bribed, controlled, that they put in key places. And any one of you listening tonight, today, to be arrested at any moment by this corrupt terrorist organization known as the federal government. And now they've proven just, well, what Donald Trump has been saying. They're really after you guys. I'm just in the way with this federal indictment of a man who's running for president, and it's the administration of the man in the White House who's using the administrative state and the executive branch under his control, DOJ, to indict his opponent in the next election. You couldn't have put all of this in a movie 10 years ago and had anyone believe that it would happen. They would all tell you that would never happen. There are too many checks and balances in America. That could not happen. Not only would it not happen, it could not happen. But yet, attorney Andy Woods, you're an attorney. What do you make of this as an attorney?
Well, it's a violation of equal protection of the laws. You know, you can't treat someone under one legal standard because you don't like their tweets and they happen to say mean things. And he happens to have a nationalistic, you know, conservative worldview, and then treat someone else, you know, by a completely different standard. You don't prosecute their real crimes, but you go after Donald Trump for, you know, manufactured crimes. Keep in mind, Brandon, the guy was impeached twice on absolutely nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And now they're indicting him again on absolutely nothing. It's just a fishing expedition. And, you know, if people want to know who to vote for, this is kind of a signal. Look who they're attacking all the time. They're attacking the guy who is a threat, the greatest threat to the deep state. And my goodness, when I see one attack after another come against this man, it makes me want to get behind him even more. And I have a feeling that this whole thing is going to backfire on them. I think Trump's poll ratings are through the roof. And people need to understand that the only thing standing between them and us right now, the deep state and us, the deep state and middle America, is Donald Trump. And once Trump is out of the way, assuming they succeed, I hope and pray they don't, but assuming they succeed, the next target will be Mr. and Mrs. America. And so people need to wake up. They need to smell the coffee. They need to understand the urgency of the situation. And if people aren't going to speak up now, you may not have that opportunity within, you know, 6 months to a year. So raise your voice now against it.
Wow.
Educate people now about it. Do what you can now, because as the song goes, tomorrow may be too late.
I agree with what you're saying. I just got to throw out one disclaimer, because we are on a Christian network of non-com stations. And so the views here are not, we're not picking candidates. We're not telling you who to vote for, who not to vote for. It's just Dr. Woods sharing his biblical, theological, and historical analysis here. So I got to throw out that little disclaimer so we're all within the guidelines. But I agree. People better wake up, because pretty soon it's going to be loudmouths like Dr. Woods and I and others that will be next. And your pastor will be next. You'll be next. Blogger, Facebooker, you'll be next. Liberal journalist, you'll be next. The useful idiots, usually, and that's a historical term, folks, not calling someone a name, that's a historical term. The useful idiots, as Lenin called them, are usually the ones to go next, because once they come to power and the journalists who helped put them there don't get some of the power, they start screaming and hollering and they have to be done away with. Let's get through this real quick. Phone lines open, by the way, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. I want to just touch on this real quick. Gog Magog, anti-Semitism. Now third, environmental control. Environmental control. Tell me about this one, Dr. Woods.
Well, the question is, how does the Antichrist get control of the whole planet? There has to be a narrative in place that we're in the middle of some sort of global emergency. And only if there's a global emergency will we reach out for the global solution, which is always global governance. And they've had, among other things, but I think this is probably the main thing they're using, other than the health issue. The health issue and the environment issue are their twins. Those are their two favorite tactics. But here we're dealing with the environmental issue. It's the idea that supposedly we're under some kind of, you know, planetary environmental crisis, global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it. I call it Gaia, which is the worship of the Earth. And what you see is that is used as a pretext to micromanage today anything. And that's why I have that article there from Jane Fonda, who's arguing we should use the environment to put white men in jail. Not only has Jane
Fonda... That's a headline. Term,
yeah. Not only has she used the term...
That's
murder,
the headline right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants all white men in jail. Why? To save the planet.
Remember on The View, she was talking about murder or pro-lifers, wasn't she? Now, we have to arrest and jail those men, white men. 1-800-347-9829. Phone lines open. We'll come back with your calls. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team, and we developed Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. All-natural energy and health drink. It includes bilberry extract, red wine extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts that are loaded with antioxidants. You can order it now at mystore.com. You'll get a savings if you use the code B66. Use the code B66 and you'll save. It's available at mystore.com. Again, an all-natural energy and health drink. And, of course, I have to throw in the disclaimer. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check out the all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity, at mystore.com.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start out with our first caller, which is Angel, line 4. Angel, thank you for calling in, Angel.
Hi, thank you for having me. I listen to Crosstalk almost every single day, and I really hope that you guys hear everything that I'm about to say. Number one, I think this is a great radio station, and I just can't believe the guest you have on today because he really needs to open up his eyes. Donald Trump has said some of the most disgusting racist things, even about grabbing women between the legs, and we heard him on tape say that he can take advantage of women. He's like against people. He's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. And God says, if you're not for me, you are against me. That's why in Revelation, even in Matthew, he talks about they're going to say, I preach and talk in your name. We cast out demons. He said, I know you not. And it sounds so disgusting to hear your guests on here saying about Biden. I'm a follower of Christ, so I'm not Democrat or Republican. But for him to say all these things, if Donald Trump did the crime, he should definitely do the time as Biden, as anyone. But I want to say this because I listen to you guys all the time. I'm a true follower of Christ. I have fasted and prayed 9 months without food or water within the paper for this. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord came to me many, many moons ago, and he revealed a lot of things to me. This is how I know he's God. He told me. Nothing in this world matters but him when I fast and I pray. He also
I agree with you, Angel. Let me slip in some other callers here and get Dr. Wood to respond. I agree with you that God is all that matters. I agree with that. But let me just speak for myself, then let Dr. Wood can respond. I think what we're saying here is, number one, we're not voting for an elder. We're not voting for a pastor. We're voting for a politician, okay? And people have to, you know, vote for who's on the ballot, who actually makes it. That's up for people to do. And then once people make it, yeah, sometimes you have to vote, you know, and hold your nose, depending on what year we're talking about, right? Others say, no, I can't vote for any of them. Again, that's all their position, and that's why there's supposed to be a curtain on the voting booth. It's supposed to be private. The biggest position here is not that Donald Trump is not perfect, because he's not. I'm not perfect. The issue is, nor am I going to defend everything Donald Trump has ever said or done. But what the issue here in this story we brought up today, Angel, is that we have a double standard in the law. And that, by the way, then is dangerous for us. It's dangerous for you, Angel, because it now means that you can be treated differently as a Christian, a self-described promoting Christian. We don't want a different standard for different people. There should be, Lady Justice should be blind. Biden is getting away, we believe, by overwhelming evidence and members of Congress that have seen the 2,000-page report at the Justice Department or at the Treasury, he should be indicted. He should, and of course, you can't really indict a sitting president according to the laws, but he should have a special prosecutor. His son certainly should have been indicted by now, many of us believe, based on the evidence we've all seen from that laptop, which now people admit is a real thing. Problem, Angel, is we're talking about a double standard. Donald Trump has largely gone against the deep state. He has defunded some of Planned Parenthood. He did put our embassy in Jerusalem. He did many things that we believe are consistent with good government and a Christian worldview. Does that mean I want him as my pastor, our elder, our deacon, our Bible study leader? No. So there you go. And I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel being taken captive and put into the leadership of that kingdom was a godless kingdom. They were kidnapped, but God put them there. God can use and speak through, in the Bible, a jackass. He can speak and work through a lot of us that are not perfect. Dr. Woods?
I mean, I'm very much in touch with what she's saying. When in 2016 in the primary, I was one of the chief Trump skeptics. And I, to be honest with you, right up down to the general election, I didn't really see too much of a difference between Hillary and Trump. And I went in at the last minute and voted for Trump. And at that time, I was having many conversations with my mother, who's in her 80s, mid to late 80s. And I would bring up all of these things that Angel brings up about the tape of him saying stuff about women. And my mom just said to me, Andy, people change. And the truth of the matter is Trump made that statement about women and grabbing them and so forth. He made that decades ago. He's apologized for it. He's not the man he used to be. And what you have to do with Trump is you have to set aside his rhetoric and his tweets, put all of that aside and watch what he does. You already mentioned Brandon.
Watch his policies.
He moved the embassy. He took us out of the Paris Climate Accord. He took us out of the Iran nuclear deal. He overturned Roe versus Wade, abortion on demand through proper Supreme Court justices.
Yes, exactly. Through the court. Yeah. And the people he put in there.
Yeah. Right? And he turned the economy around, simply by cutting regulations. And there isn't a man that did more for Christian freedom in modern times than Donald Trump. Beyond that, there isn't a man. I didn't agree with his Jared Kushner peace treaty. But putting that aside, there isn't a man that did more for the state of Israel than Donald Trump. And he was actually a friend of Christianity. He spoke up constantly on behalf of Christianity. He's actually the guy that told everybody in the midst of the COVID crisis, when they had the churches locked down, to go back to church. Now, I understand that the way he presents himself sometimes is a stumbling block. And I'm not telling Angel what to think or do. I'm just telling you for myself, my heart towards Trump changed when I just put aside tweets and crazy statements he makes and watched his policies. And I don't think he was the man today. He's not the man today that he was when he made those statements about grabbing women and all of that kind of stuff. That was decades ago.
I pray that he's not. And I'm not going to discount Angel at all. And that's why I let her speak as long as she did. Plus, I like it when people call in and challenge us and disagree. That makes for good talk radio. But Angel is absolutely entitled to her conscience. And if she has the conscience as she does, I am not going to ridicule her for that or argue to change her. She has that right. But you and I also and the listeners have our conscience to do what we believe God would have us to do as we process through this. As I said, we're not voting for an elder. We're not voting for a deacon. Ronald Reagan wasn't perfect either. I hate to remind people that, But we got what we got, and we vote with what we have when the day comes. But there you go. Good show. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
We've been talking about it for years, and now it's happening. Many bank failures across the country, and many mainstream media are reporting that many other banks are likely to fail in the coming months. In fact, mainstream media is even reporting that many of these banks, well, they're in bad shape financially. We've been saying for years, if you took traditional accounting, took derivatives and all the other investments, put them on the books, many of these banks would be upside down. They'd be insolvent. Well, if you're concerned about the fact that the American dollar is going away as the world reserve currency, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Argentina, Iran, and others desire to gather a big global banking system and to destroy the American U.S. dollar, if that concerns you, and I think it should, then you might want to get the free information. Again, no obligation, free information on investing in precious metals, how to put gold in your IRA, the difference between bullion and numismatic 1933 and older coins that offer privacy by law. They offer privacy. If you want to learn more about this, and I advise that you do, you can get that free packet of information by calling Wes Peters, who I've been working with for, 17, 18 years with Swiss America and Wes Peters. Now, you can call him, or you can also just text him your name and address, and he'll put this packet of information in the mail to you right away. So you don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address. He'll put the packet of information in the mail to you, and then after you've had a chance to go over it, then follow up, get all your questions answered, and then make the decision that's best for you. To get that free, no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters and Swiss America, the number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Text Wes today, and he'll have that free packet of information on its way to you.